work-life balance is defined as finding a balance between work life and personal life. It doesn't have to be an even split. Balance is different for everyone. Some people believe it is balancing achievement over enjoyment. The perfect balance would be to never sacrifice either one for the other. What are the consequences of poor work-life balance? You must understand, back when you fail to find this balance, you may experience some undesired problems. When it comes to your relationships, the imbalance causes a dilemma. If you focus too much on your career, your relationships will suffer. After all, they need attention too. A relationship requires just as much attention, if not more, than your career. You must make the time and effort to nurture and broaden your friendships. Be there for your friends when they need your help. The bonds you form with others are a critical piece of the puzzle. They keep you grounded. If you don't make time for their relationships, you may lose them. If you do not have good work-life balance, you could end up with higher stress levels. If you start feeling stressed, your body is trying to tell you that something's wrong. Though there are other things that can come up that cause stress spikes, such as financial issues, family issues, or unexpected events, work is one of the major things that bring stress to your lives. The need to be successful or stand out above the crowd can cause you to spend too much time at work. This results in extremely high stress levels. Poor work-life balance can have a negative impact on your overall health. This is because when life is not in sync, your eating habits change as well as your sleeping habits. If you're not eating healthy and you're not getting adequate sleep, all of these can lead to high blood pressure, headaches, aches and pains, stroke, heart attack, and many more. Your immune system can also be weakened, which can lead to other illnesses. If you're not taking the time to get the sleep that you need and to eat the proper foods, you can guarantee that there will be issues. Some people who have a poor work-life balance may experience mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression. After all, the pressure of keeping up with a hectic life or putting others ahead of ourselves will eventually wear you down. This can trigger things like difficulty breathing, a racing heart, exhaustion, trouble concentrating, sense of panic. Studies have shown that long work hours and mental health are related. The more hours you give your job, the more likely you are to experience anxiety and depression. When you start to feel like all you do is work, your productivity will drop. You may start being late on or even missing deadlines. Or perhaps you meet the deadline, but the work wasn't the quality that you typically produce. Either way, you begin to resent your job and you don't work as hard. It is absolutely critical that you learn to find balance between your personal and work lives. If you don't, there will be consequences. Some of them may not seem that serious at first glance, but can lead to significant issues later down the road. Signs you need to ditch that friend. A bad friend is one that takes up all of your resources, time, energy, and money without a second thought. They make you feel like you have to walk on eggshells when they're around. You're exhausted, emotionally battered, and feel used. This is not how a true friend should make you feel. Perhaps it's time to ditch them. Your friend encourages you to do things that you probably shouldn't. You have a pretty decent job that pays pretty well. Your friend wants you to skip work to go to a concert with them. However, you've already been warned about your attendance. You have a strict budget that you need to stick to. Your friend likes to spend money. You can't afford to spend money like they do. Does any of this sound familiar? If so, it is a huge red flag that you need to ditch that friend. After all, if they want you to wreck your life, they're not a good friend. There is more to friendship than having fun and emotional support. You should also be learning from each other and growing from your experiences together. Yes, your friend should teach you something once in a while. Look back on the last 6 months or so. Have you learned anything new or interesting from your friend? Have you been inspired to be a better person? If not, it's time to move on. Friendship should be equal. Both sides should be contributing. However, if you are typically the giver, you may be more of a martyr than a friend. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of, you should probably move on from that friendship. You may feel like you should stay, but why keep giving them the world? They'll just keep taking advantage. It'll never change. A true friend will support you when you try to better yourself. Not only will they be your cheerleader, they'll also celebrate with you when you reach your goal. Unfortunately, people who are unhappy with themselves also want to keep others down with them. It somehow makes them feel better. Does your friend refuse to support you? Do they disparage you and tear you down? If so, you don't need that friend in your life. It is a sign to move on. When you first met, you got along great. You shared the same values and beliefs, which is critical in any healthy relationship. At the very least, you need to be able to get along. But while it's okay to agree to disagree, there's always some point where you can't ignore your differences. When the differences get so wide that your friend is starting to be hostile to you, it's time to move on. A bad friend will drain you of all of your resources. Sometimes you may start out as great friends, but over the years, things change. If you feel like any of these signs apply to a friend in your life, that means you have a toxic friend. The best thing to do is ditch that friend and cut your losses. Make new friends who'll appreciate you and encourage you. Tips for creating a peaceful home when things are tense. When searching for ways to manage stress, people often overlook one of the easiest and most useful strategies: creating peace at home. After all, most of our days begin and end at home, so having peace can make a lot of difference. While it's important, most people simply don't see creating peace at home as a pressing matter. After all, we have so many other things going on. We rush out the door in the morning and come home just in time to eat dinner and crash at night. We don't have time to create peace. Take a few moments to think about how nice it would be to wake up or come back to an organized, clean home. This will make your house very peaceful, which leads to saving energy and relieving stress. Most people don't realize this, but there are some hidden costs to clutter. It takes your time, energy, and money. Many people who live in clutter have described feeling chaotic or disorganized. One expert has referred to the clutter environment as chaos. That is, can't have anyone over syndrome. This is definitely true. You can't relax with your loved ones in a messy home. Since social support is important for creating balance in your life, it's helpful if your home is one where everyone can kick back and relax once in a while. Feng Shui is the Eastern practice of placement and has increased in popularity across the world. People are realizing that their surroundings have an effect on how they feel and their energy levels. Whether this is something you're invested in or not, you've likely noticed that clutter drains your energy. This is because there's so much to look at, and when you look at it, you're reminded of all the things you need to do. If you can maintain an uncluttered, peaceful home, you'll be able to relax and you'll have more energy. Steps for creating a peaceful environment at home. Scale down, organize, decorate. When people think about a home makeover, these are the three activities they commonly imagine. After all, getting the clutter out can help you stop the energy drains around your home. When you organize everything, you know where everything is. Everything will have a place and everything will be in its place. Once you have everything organized, you can start to decorate. Make sure that you use colors and schemes that speak to you and also help you feel relaxed and energized. One of the hardest things about maintaining stress-relieving habits is that you end up getting busy with other things, which gets in the way. However, if you purposely include a space to practice your stress-relieving habits, you're reminded to maintain your motivation to continue those habits. Many people believe and swear by the practice of Feng Shui. Many people have reaped the benefits that this practice can provide. As you're creating your peaceful home, try factoring in some Feng Shui. Once you have incorporated these into your environment, they are simply part of the decor. They don't require much effort to maintain. Use aromatherapy. Since aromatherapy is so popular, it's easy to find these products. They can provide a wonderful scent for the room, which can be relaxing or energizing based on the aromatherapy oils that you use. Research has proven that there are stress-relieving benefits to using it. You can use aromatherapy to create a peaceful home through passive stress relief. Use music. Music can also offer passive stress relief, as well as energizing or relaxing you based on the music that you play. When you have music playing in the background, it contributes to a sense of peacefulness in your home. It can relieve the stress of those that you live with as well as your own with very little effort. Your home is where you begin and end your day. Focus on creating a peaceful home environment, especially when things are tense. This will make your life and the lives of those around you much easier and better. Reclaim control over your unbalanced life. In the past, before the digital age, boundaries between work and personal life were pretty well defined. However, now maintaining balance between work and personal life is not as easy. When your life is unbalanced, your stress levels will increase. You may feel like it's impossible, but it's really not difficult to reclaim control over your unbalanced life. While you might be tempted to rack up hours at work, doing so will have a negative impact on your personal life. There are a couple of consequences of a poor work-life balance, such as fatigue, poor health, lost time with loved ones, increased expectations. There are several ways that you can reclaim control over your unbalanced life. You must learn to say no. You simply can't be everything to everyone all the time. If there's something that is being asked of you that does not contribute to your life, it's okay to say no. This also goes for electronics. Whether for work or pleasure, turn the computer, phone, tablet, etc. off for at least a few hours every night. Set an out-of-office auto-reply on your emails and text messages so that people know that you will get back to them when you're back in the office. You deserve time for yourself. Take some time to make yourself a priority. For some, this may mean spending some time alone or pursuing a favorite hobby that has fallen by the wayside. This definitely includes considering your mental, physical, and spiritual health. Remove any toxins in your life, including any negative influences. After all, if you don't take care of yourself, you'll end up getting burnt out and may even end up having a breakdown. While the paychecks might look nice when you work all the time, your kids won't remember all of the things you bought them. However, they will remember the time you spent or didn't spend with them. Time is a precious resource, and once it's gone, you won't get it back. Therefore, spend time focusing on your relationships with your loved ones. Those are the things that truly matter in life. Increase your awareness and explore the world around you. Is there something that you've always wanted to learn or somewhere that you always wanted to go? Take the time to do it. Consider taking a class or going on a trip. You don't even have to leave where you live to go exploring. Take some time to find out what some interesting things about where you live and go check those out. You never know what you might discover. If reclaiming control over your unbalanced life is truly important to you, schedule your time. This means that if your workday begins at 8 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m., you need to stop working at 5 p.m. Of course, if you're wrapping up a project, it's fine to go a little fast, but don't let work eat up all your time. Once you do find balance, you might even need to schedule time with your loved ones. This is a great thing to do, especially if your work-life balance has spiraled totally out of control. Reclaiming control over your unbalanced life is critical to your overall well-being. It's really not all that difficult if you're willing to make it a priority. Simply follow these tips and you'll be finding balance before you realize it. Boundaries and balance. What you need to know. Boundaries are good to have. They help people to know what is acceptable versus what is not. In the case of work-life balance, they can be used to establish limits to help you gain control over various aspects of your life. In this presentation, we will explain what you need to know about boundaries and balance. Since the pandemic started, more people are complaining that they lack balance between their work and personal lives. After all, many are still working from home. This means work spills into their personal time. This leads to frustration and burnout. If you want a better work-life balance, consider these four ways to set personal boundaries. Make yourself a priority. One of the first things you must do when creating a better work-life balance is to make yourself a priority. Think about what it is that makes you happy, what makes you feel like you're fulfilled. Additionally, consider who you're taking care of. You should be taking care of yourself. After all, if you're not taking care of yourself, you'll not be able to be there for the ones who you care for. This does not mean that you should regularly tank an entire day for yourself. Simply allow yourself to take a nap when you need it. Participate in your favorite hobbies from time to time. Close your door and give yourself 15 minutes of peace and quiet. Do whatever it is that you need to make yourself feel centered. Then you can be there for others. Consider creating a Do Not Disturb sign for your door. Make sure everyone knows that if the sign is on the door, they should leave you alone until you open the door again. Disconnect from electronics. With today's technology, everyone is available at all times. However, talk to your boss and explain that there will be times you will be disconnected from your devices. If you supervise anyone, pass this information down to them so they know when you will not be available. Almost everyone who works from home must establish boundaries between their work and home lives. If you're always attached to your electronic devices, you'll feel like your work is never over. This is why we all feel so overwhelmed. Consider a time when it would be acceptable to realistically turn your devices off and stick to it. Of course, if you're like most people, your phone also is a part of your personal life. Therefore, you must decide what boundary will work for you. Create a dedicated workspace. Ideally, you should have a separate room to work in. If you cannot do that, you need to establish a dedicated workspace. Consider moving furniture around the room to create an office zone. If you want a physical reminder of this boundary, consider purchasing a dividing screen or something. Create or maintain routine. You can create structure to your day by establishing and maintaining morning and evening routines. A morning routine can help you start the day with less stress and anxiety. Consider how you start or end your days. Do you immediately start looking at your email or mail? Do you slowly settle into the day? Does your routine work for you, or does it need to be changed? Unfortunately, most people will never achieve true balance in their lives. There will always be things that come up and interrupt our carefully laid plans. However, the key is to lean into your routine. We all strive for work-life balance, but very few of us actually achieve it. However, the truth is, this is something that can be done. You just need to learn to establish boundaries, and you'll be well on your way. Finding joy in your unbalanced life. If you're like most people, you've been told that you need to find balance between your work life and your home life. However, you feel like this is almost impossible. After all, there are so many hours in the day and days in the week. How can you truly find balance with so many things demanding your attention? Let things go. Everyone gets the same 24 hours. You must decide how you spend it. As you go through your day, think about what you are giving priority to. Put down everything that is getting your attention in order of importance. Whatever ends up on the bottom of the list can be delayed a little. Chances are, because you need the money to pay the bills, your job will be near the top of the list during a typical weekday. Spending time with your family may come second. Just consider all of the things that need your attention, and if it's not critical, put it on the back burner. On the other hand, if there's something you feel like you're missing or something you want more of, do less of the things that don't matter as much and add these things. Letting go can be a scary thing, but it is the key to finding joy in your unbalanced life. Create some rituals. We all know that life gets stressful during certain times of the year. If you work outside of the home, you may have busy seasons at work. If you're a stay-at-home parent, school holidays may bring you stress. If you want to counteract that stress and get done what needs to be done, create a few rituals. Whatever it takes to bring some safety or normalcy to your day. Figure out what works for you and stick with it as much as possible. This will help balance your unbalanced life. Try to balance for a month. You should not feel like you have to find balance every day. As long as you have some balance during the month, you're doing good. Start each month with a clear picture of the three most important things in your life. If things start to get crazy, don't feel bad about giving one thing lower priority for a few days or even a week. By the end of the month, everything on your list will have gotten their share of your attention. Take a break and take action. There will be moments when you feel unhappy and overwhelmed. Some people refer to this as burnout. However, before it goes too far, take a breath and think about every aspect of your life. You do not want to get to the point where you forget to have fun because you did too much. If you reach the point where 24 hours is not long enough to achieve your goals for the day, something is going to have to give in. Your perfect imbalance is no longer perfect. Yes, giving things up can be scary and even emotional. However, follow your gut and do what your heart says is right. Embrace your life. Finally, keep in mind, this is your life. The most important thing is whether you are happy with the way that you have chosen to live your life. Therefore, learn to find joy in the imbalance and your personal what and why. They're yours. Don't forget to smile because this is your perfectly imperfect, unbalanced life. You may find that it's different from those around you, and that's okay. We're told that we must find balance in our life in order to be truly happy. However, this is not true. You can learn to love the imbalance and the imperfection while you're trying to create a balanced life. Don't let it get in the way of your happiness. Saying no, the key to a balanced life. Many people struggle with finding balance in their life. This is often because they have trouble saying no. Perhaps you feel like you can't say no because it's work-related. However, just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to. We'll explain how to say no. There are several consequences to not saying no. Let's take a moment to explore some of those. If you always say yes when you actually want to say no, then you're likely to be angry with the other person, though they've not really done anything wrong. If you always say yes, you're likely to develop feelings of frustration with yourself. If you always say yes, you end up taking on more than you can handle. This results in being overwhelmed and stressed. If you always say yes, you could end up feeling depressed and anxious. Throughout your life, you've been taught that you can't always say no. This leads to unhealthy beliefs about establishing boundaries, which make it even harder to decline requests. Let's look at some of these reasons you feel like you can't say no. You believe it is rude or hostile. You feel like it goes against your people-pleasing tendencies. You're afraid of upsetting others. You feel you will be seen as nasty and selfish. You're afraid it will keep people from liking you. If any of these reasons sound like you, consider replacing these beliefs with the following. Declining a request is simply that. You are not rejecting the person. When you agree to a request, you're actually declining another one. Even if your opinions are different, you have the right to share them. Chances are, the individual making the request will understand if you say no. If someone has the right to request something of you, you do have the right to decline. Now that we've looked at the consequences of not saying no and the reasons you may struggle with saying no, we will now explore 6 ways to say no. You'll need to consider the situation in request to determine which one is the best response. Direct no. If someone asks you to do something that you don't have time or the desire to do, it is perfectly acceptable to simply say, "No, I can't do that." The goal here is to say no without apologizing or explaining yourself. Reflecting no. The reflecting no is when you acknowledge the request and the emotions behind it, but still respond with no. In this case, you would say something like, "I realize you would like for me to do that, but I just can't." Reasoned no. The reasoned no is when you provide the person who's asking with a short, honest reason for declining their request. In this case, you would say something like, "I can't do that because I have a lot on my plate right now." You do not have to give specific details. This lets them know that you gave consideration to their request, but you still have to decline due to other obligations. Rain check no. The rain check no is not a definite, permanent no. This allows you to decline the request at this time, still allowing you to say yes in the future. This one should only be used if you do want to meet their request at some point. In this case, you would say something like, "I'm unable to do that today, but can we schedule it for another time?" Inquisitive no. The inquisitive no is also not a definite, permanent no. This gives you the option of opening the request to see if there are alternatives. In this case, you would say something like, "I can't take care of that today. Maybe there's someone else that can." Broken record no. The broken record no is when the person asking doesn't accept no. They just keep asking and you just keep repeating. This can be used in a variety of situations. Anytime you say no and they don't want to listen. In this case, you just repeat your answer in a variety of versions. You might not realize it, but the key to finding a work-life balance is to learn how to say no. When you always say yes, you spread yourself too thin. Next time you're asked to do something, consider these 6 ways of saying no and use them as needed. A healthy work-life balance is something that we all love to talk about, research, and strive for. Unfortunately, it seems to always elude us. This should not happen. Typically, the reason something is unattainable is because we make it that way. You will only find balance when you can honestly look at your work health, mental health, physical health, and spiritual health. In this tutorial, we will provide you with a wake-up call. We will give you 5 examples of an unbalanced life. Hopefully, these will help you find balance in your life. You bring work with you. We've all heard of someone that is constantly checking their work-related emails and texts when they're out with friends and loved ones. It's bad enough to be a workaholic while you're at the office, since you don't leave your desk for an entire 8-hour shift. However, it's worse when you're chained to your desk even when you're out of the office. You can fix this by setting up out-of-office auto-replies in your email and set apps to do not disturb so that you can actually enjoy your time off. Resist the urge to check in. If you're not in the office, whatever task or person needs your attention can wait until you are. You're not getting enough sleep. The average adult needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Your body's circadian rhythm is wired to function on 24-hour cycles. Therefore, staying up for 48 hours and then sleeping for 12 is not healthy. When you don't get enough sleep, your immune system is weakened, which makes you vulnerable to illness. In the long run, you increase your chances of developing major medical conditions. If your lack of sleep is caused by insomnia, avoid taking naps. While they're great for getting extra snooze time, they also make it more difficult for you to sleep at night. If screen time is an issue, put the electronics down. Even with night mode on, your brain will still be stimulated by social media. You're not exercising. Exercise is one of the first things that is sacrificed in favor of work. After all, for most people, going to the gym is not an appealing task. Therefore, if the excuse of work can get them out of it, they'll use it. However, physical activity is critical for your overall physical and mental health. Though most people see it as a distraction, exercise actually can increase your productivity and improve your mood. With all of the 24-hour gyms available now, it's hard to say that you don't have time to get to the gym. However, if you feel like you just can't get to the gym, consider exercising in the office. You can use your desk or chair for dips. Also, squats and push-ups can be done anywhere. If cost is an issue, check with your benefits department because some companies offer reimbursements for gym memberships, and some will even provide it for you. At the very least, take a break from your desk once in a while and go for a quick walk. You are more impatient. While it's true that some people are naturally impatient, having an unbalanced life can increase your stress levels. This means that your patience decreases. If you're typically a happy-go-lucky person, but you're suddenly snapping at loved ones, you're probably working too hard. If you find yourself being impatient and irritable with those around you, it's time to take action. In addition to decreasing your work hours, try keeping a gratitude journal. When you wake up and when you go to bed, take a few minutes to reflect on all of the things you're thankful for. You have become a perfectionist. Perfectionism is a double-edged sword. It can be useful or a burden, depending on how you use it. Striving for quality results in your work is a great way to be successful, but if you don't keep it in check, you can end up with unhealthy habits. Learn to manage your time by setting personal deadlines. This will give you a time when you have to step back and see the work as good enough and move to the next task. If you don't give yourself a cutoff time, you'll always be nitpicking your projects. We all wish that we could find balance between our work lives and our personal lives, but it seems to always be just out of reach. This is because we're not truly making it a priority. If you see any of these in your life, it's time to answer the wake-up call and find the balance that you seek. Why living an unbalanced life is dangerous, and what can you do about it? Many people find it difficult to find balance between their work and personal lives, but living an unbalanced life is dangerous. It can affect your personal health, put a strain on your personal relationships, and even decrease your productivity. We will discuss some of the things that are affected by an unbalanced life and what you can do about it. When your work and personal life is out of balance, there are five very important assets that you are putting at risk. Your personal health is at risk. Working too much and the lifestyle that goes with it is bad for you because you typically do not take care of yourself. Your family is at risk. Working too much can drive a wedge between you and your spouse. Not only that, but you also have very little time to spend with your children, which can have detrimental effects later in their lives. Your friends are at risk. Working too much keeps you from spending time with your friends. Relationships take effort, and you cannot invest that effort if you're never with them. Your personal productivity is at risk. There's only a certain amount of time each day that you're able to be highly productive. When you work too much, you decrease that time. After a certain point, the number of hours you're working has nothing to do with your productivity levels. Your example is at risk. If you're spending lots of extra time at work, the people who you supervise will feel like they have to keep up. Most of them will not be able to. What can you do to balance your life? Now that you know what you're putting at risk by living an unbalanced life, let's take a look at a few ways that you can bring some balance. Acknowledge. Take some time to examine your life, how you feel, and your state of mind. Be honest with yourself. Pay close attention to the areas of your life that you feel are being neglected. Examine. Pay attention to your focus and notice if you're more focused on the internal or the external. Then determine if there are areas where you would like to find more balance. Set goals. Determine what areas of your life that you would like to have balance. Take the time to write those down. Make a plan. Take the time to create a list of things that you'd like to get done in order to achieve your goals. List them by tasks that need to be done daily, weekly, and monthly. Take note of anything you've tried in the past and whether or not it worked. If it did not work, how can you do it differently? Take time to reflect. Think about your most important accomplishment and how you were able to meet that goal. Consider how you dealt with anxieties, fears, negative self-talk, worries, and doubts. How do you feel about reaching that goal despite all of that? Prepare yourself. Think about things that might come up and get in the way of sticking to your plan. This includes the fears, doubts, anxieties, negative self-talk, and worries. Decide what you'll say to yourself to keep from losing focus on your goal. Find an accountability partner. Is there anyone that you can reach out to that will keep you motivated, supported, and focused when you get distracted by things? Find someone who's willing to help you challenge yourself and to celebrate when you do make progress. While you might not think it's a big deal to live an unbalanced life, It is dangerous to several aspects of your life. However, there are things that you can do to turn it around. You can find balance if you're willing to work at it. Why you can't have your cake and eat it too. Dangers of an unbalanced diet. A balanced diet is one that includes all of the basic food groups. This provides the body with the appropriate types and amounts of nutrients for energy and overall nutrition. According to medical professionals, a balanced diet consists of the following each day. 4 servings of fruit, 4 servings of vegetables, 6 servings of grains, 6 ounces or less of fish, lean meat, or poultry, 2 to 3 servings of dairy products. If you're not getting the appropriate types and amounts of food, you have an unbalanced diet. This leads to a variety of health hazards. We will explain some of the dangers of an unbalanced diet. You really cannot have your cake and eat it too. Obesity. According to experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, one of the most common health problems associated with an unbalanced diet is obesity. If you do not balance your caloric intake with your level of physical activity, you begin to gain weight. If this weight gain leads to an excess amount of body fat, bringing your BMI to 30 or higher, you will be diagnosed as obese. Consuming a variety of foods that are rich in nutrients and controlling your caloric intake along with regular physical activity can treat and prevent this from happening. Malnutrition. Another fairly common problem with an unbalanced diet is that it can lead to malnutrition. In this case, your body is not receiving the nutrients it needs to function properly. In fact, if your diet is deficient in just one nutrient, it can lead to malnutrition. According to the professionals, you need to be eating a variety of foods from all of the food groups to ensure that you are getting everything your body needs. This includes low-fat dairy, fish, legumes, fruits, whole grains, vegetables, seeds, lean meats, and nuts. Cardiovascular disease. This condition is one of the more serious health issues related to an unbalanced diet. If you are consuming a diet that is high in fat, sugar, and cholesterol, but low-end whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, you increase your risk of high blood pressure and cholesterol. In addition, you increase your risk of atherosclerosis and coronary heart disease. This means that you're at a greater risk of having a stroke and/or a heart attack. On the other hand, including plenty of fruits and vegetables as well as whole grains in your diet along with a moderate amount of lean meats and low-fat dairy can help. Physical activity is also beneficial for helping avoid cardiovascular issues. Diabetes. Another potential health issue related to an unbalanced diet is type 2 diabetes. This is especially true if your diet results in excessive weight gain. One study related to the risk of type 2 diabetes with the degree and duration of obesity. This means that the more excess fat you have, the greater your chance of developing type 2 diabetes. As mentioned, the same can be said for how long you have obesity. The best way to avoid this is to maintain a caloric-controlled diet that includes plenty of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Additionally, you need to increase your physical activity. Osteoarthritis. The last health issue related to an unbalanced diet that we will discuss is osteoarthritis, which is a degenerative joint disease. The risk of developing osteoarthritis is also related to excess weight. When you are overweight or obese, you put more stress on your joints than they can handle. This causes cartilage to wear down. However, if you maintain a healthy weight, you decrease this risk. As you can see, it is very important that you maintain a healthy, balanced diet. An unbalanced diet leads to a variety of health problems. Make sure to include the proper foods as well as the proper amounts of those foods to ensure that your diet is healthy.